Stop touching that snooze button and get ready to clock in with the best morning show on the planet.
It's okay when we're singing, we're dancing, we're playing on the field, making everybody else laugh, making everybody else millions of dollars. But as soon as we have a voice, we're punished for it.
Giving you an informative dialogue with a side of fun and laughter while cutting through the noise and bringing you the real stories behind the headlines.
Look, it takes 5 minutes. Notice I'm not getting to details about what goes on in Switzerland, but those that know, you know what I'm talking about.
Get a little. And then
do it again. Do it again.
A little.
That's it.
You know what it is, Truth Nation. It's time to wake up with Milwaukee's favorite morning show.
My point is, if you're 40 or if you're still trying to push for something, it doesn't mean that it's over just because it's been delayed. Delayed doesn't mean denied.
Now, live from the American Family Insurance Studio at the Avenue in the heart of downtown Milwaukee, this is Truth Be Told with DT and Telly on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming on YouTube.
You gotta love black folks. We gonna make a way out. What you mean, man? All you gotta do is get
put a little oil in it.
go get the Robitussin so we can get this car fixed.
Here are your hosts, the effective communication coach, Denise Thomas, and two-time Emmy Award winner, Telly Hughes.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. It's Thursday. Friday Eve. October 17th, 2024. Good morning, Telly. Happy Friday Eve.
Happy Friday, Junior, and happy Truth Day. 10/17/1017.
There it is.
Yes.
Good morning, Ricky.
Good morning, DT. What it do?
Well, we are officially celebrating today, as Telly mentioned. Being that it is 10/17, it's 101.7 day, and we're going to get y'all's day started off on a great note. At least we plan to. And we're going to be celebrating the truth all week. We've been celebrating all week, y'all.
Mm-hmm.
And we could not be who we are, what we are, and what we do without you. So good morning, Truth Nation. We are 19 days away from November 5th.
Wow.
19 days, Telly.
Man. I bet people that are in jail right now wish time would be flying like this, with, you know, while they're there. Because time is flying right now.
Damn. It's flying. Can you imagine that? We only have 19 days until November 5th. And this country will elect. This is so historical. Either way, you're either going to have a former president who ran for re-election and did not win and did not officially concede or acknowledge that he lost, to then run again on the next presidential election ballot. And then on the other side, you have a black woman. Whereas if Madam Vice President is elected, she'll not only be the first woman to be elected to serve as the president of the United States, but she's black.
Mm-hmm.
At the same time. So either way, it's going to be an historical election. Now, what Telly and I want to do is, regardless of whoever you want to vote for, however you want to vote, whoever you want to vote for, I received some really, really insightful information from a credible resource yesterday regarding the Wisconsin absentee report. Did you know that there is a daily Telly absentee report?
No.
Specific. I didn't either.
Yeah. When you sent out this that text message yesterday, the responses were to that text message, like, wow, this is very insightful.
And so we're going to get into that when, you know, we come back after our first break. But you definitely want to stay locked in, because this is huge. When we share this information with you, it really demonstrates where registered voters in this country, especially in the state of Wisconsin, are right now. They are taking full advantage of the absentee voting process, the early voting registration, which, by the way, as Telly and I had shared yesterday, early voting day in the state of Wisconsin is Tuesday, October 22nd. So if you would rather vote early versus absentee or on November the 5th, please make sure that you are registered to place your early vote, which is myvote.wi.gov, where you can register, where you can see who's on the ballot, where you could do your research, where you can find out where you need to go register. All of that information is on myvote.wi.gov. It's getting real.
Yeah, this is truly crunch time. And you know, that's one of the reasons why Madam Vice President Harris is back in Milwaukee. I believe that I read something about the Pfister has closed the street down or closed it down in anticipation. So, yeah, U.S. Secret Service locks down Pfister ahead of VP Kamala Harris's Milwaukee visit. So it has gotten real. And and it's such a tight race. And that's what I really wanted to get to the bottom of, that in both the state and, you know, the presidential races, when we were speaking with Senator Tammy Baldwin yesterday, that when you just stack up the candidates, you would, in any other race, you would be like, it doesn't even compare. But yet we are in one of the closest presidential races this late in the game that we've seen in a long time. And so that's the part that, I don't know, you should feel a little nervous. It's almost like a football team that, like, okay, they should kill this team. And then you're in the fourth quarter and it's 24-24. You're like, wait a minute, man. Like, what's going on here? Like, we're so much better than this team, and we should be dominating this team. Why aren't we dominating? And that's the why that has me a little like, man. And like you said, what, 19 days, you said?
19 days until November the 5th. However, and this is something important, if you are considering early voting, you have 15 days left to request an early voting registration. And you really should request it in the next couple of days if you want to vote by mail and have it returned in time to be counted. So there are 15 days left to request voting by mail. You can vote at the polls on November the 5th. But if you or you know of a loved one who wants to vote by mail, they have 15 days left to request. However, again, it's been strongly encouraged and recommended to send your request by Friday, by this Friday, in order for it to be returned in time and to be counted. And based on this Wisconsin absentee ballot report that we're going to dive into when we come back, the signs continue to point to a high turnout environment.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
There's so many things right now, Telly, that I'm processing as a registered voter and as a Black person and as a woman. It's a lot that I'm processing, because I'm looking at the agenda that Madam Vice President released specific to Black men. I'm processing the remarks that former President Barack Obama made specific to Black male voters. I'm looking at how Madam Vice President has and continues to be treated by conservative, red journalist as she was on Fox News yesterday. We're going to talk about that. I mean, it's just, It's so many things that I am processing as a registered voter.
Yeah.
Who will vote on November the 5th, because I'm going to work the polls on November the 5th. Because I said, well, let me work these polls, because at least I know if I work the polls, I'll know I'll vote.
Like, look, I'm already here.
I'm already here. Might as well, you know, go ahead. But, you know, in all seriousness, Telly, yesterday we were talking about that 70% of election workers were saying that they anticipate more violence this election at the polls than the previous presidential election in 2020. And we had a number of Truth Nation listeners and viewers that were like, hey, don't be scaring people. And I was like, I don't know where you were on January the 6th. But I saw some things that have made me be like, it's not about me being scared to go vote. All I'm asking is that if it looks like a duck and it quacks like a duck, then please be prepared for the duck. Give us, I don't care if it's National Guard. I don't care if it's, you know, law enforcement, private security, whatever. Please let me know that we will be ready for people who want to shack the fool on November the 5th.
How about get the same sort of security that we saw at the RNC during those 3-4 days? We're only asking that for one day, right? Oh, okay. I'm sorry if I'm making too much sense here. My bad.
I just put my mic down. Please continue.
I'm curious. And we were talking about it before the show, and maybe we'll get a chance to, you know, bring Truth Nation into it. Like, are companies allowing you to take time off to go vote? And why isn't that an off day? Why isn't that a federal off day? I mean, because there's other entities that have taken measures to make sure that they vote, like the NBA. The NBA didn't schedule any games on November 5th because they wanted everyone to take that day to exercise their right, including the fans, the hundreds and thousands of fans that would have been attending these games at arenas, at various arenas throughout the country. So,
oh, Telly, quit scaring the black folks.
My bad.
You're putting too much fear in their heart.
Yeah.
You don't need to be talking like that. Look, at the end of the day, I'm a realist. I'm going to vote. And the majority of black people that are registered to vote are going to vote. But we also ain't blind. And we also like breathing.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I'm saying. When we come back.
Wait a minute, DT. Before we go to break, you just said that, you know, you're talking about January 6th, and I just looked it up because just yesterday, Trump called it a day of love.
So, don't be scared, black people. You have nothing to be scared of. I know one thing. I woke up this morning and the sky was blue. I didn't say it was red. I saw it was blue, and I'm saying that it's blue. 833-212-1017 is our Truth Talking text line. We're going to take a quick break. We come back again. We're going to dissect this Wisconsin absentee report that is apparently distributed and monitored on a day-to-day basis as we are 19 days away from the election, as well as get into this interview. Madam Vice President Kamala Harris sat down for the first time on Fox News. We're going to get into that when we come back. We want to hear from you. 833-212-1017. You're listening to the best morning show on planet Earth because you deserve the best. And we'll be back.
Don't touch that dial. Truth Be Told with DT and Telly will be right back on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. You are listening to Truth Be Told with DT and Telly on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Good morning, Truth Nation. Happy Friday Eve. It is Friday Eve. We're almost there, y'all. We have a very exciting show for you today, and thank you so much for starting your morning off today. Now, we're talking about, obviously, we're 19 days away from the Election Day, which includes registered voters will be voting for the 47th president of the United States. Now, there are different ways that you can vote, and we're going to get into that right now. The first thing I want to remind us, including myself, is that you do not need a reason to be an absentee voter. If you would like to vote early, or if you would like to vote via absentee ballot, you don't need a reason. Every registered Wisconsin voter has the ability to request an absentee ballot. You simply go to myvote.wi.gov to request an absentee ballot. Now, you don't want to wait until the deadline to request your absentee ballot, because it's going to take some time for election officials to process the request and mail out the ballots. The good news is that once you do submit your request, if you are considering to vote absentee, that same website is where you can track your request until your ballot arrives. And then you fill out the absentee ballot form. Now, if you need assistance, you can find your municipal clerk on the same website. You can also call, and that number is 866-868-3947 for assistance with regards to absentee ballot. And remember, early voting day is October 22nd. That is Tuesday. It's a lot going on, Telly. That's all I'm saying. Yes. It's a lot.
No, you started it off by saying it's a lot to process. It is because you continue to have these candidates coming through Wisconsin, and at this point, like, what are you saying outside of rallying to make sure that your supporters are going to get out and vote? Which at this point, if you're supporting either candidate, you're going to vote. Mm-hmm. So at what is the goal, like, for them to just continue to come to Madison, Milwaukee, and other parts of the state is that just to say, hey, you know, I'm here and you should vote because I'm here? Or what are you doing once you get here?
Mm-hmm.
And that's for both candidates. That's not just, you know, for Madam Vice President Harris and for former President Donald Trump. There was a town hall meeting that he allowed them to play 39 minutes. I mean, he allowed them to play music for 39 minutes. He's like, Wow. You know, we're not going to answer questions. He's like, let's just play music. And they literally did it for 39 minutes at what was supposed to be a rally, a campaign rally. So, it's a lot. It's a lot to process.
Well, the good news, there is some good news, because I know a lot of us, as we are establishing how we are going to vote, we know we're going to vote. Do we want to vote early? Do we want to vote absentee ballot? Do we want to vote during the general election day on Tuesday, November the 5th?
Mm-hmm.
Now, going back to the absentee ballot, as of yesterday, this is the Wisconsin absentee ballot report. As of yesterday, there have been 573,750 requests.
Wow.
To vote absentee. See, that's what I'm saying. Like, yesterday when we were talking about this, people were like, don't be pumping Kool-Aid in people's hearts. Don't pump the fear tactic. Numbers don't lie. Wow. It's not that we as a community aren't going to vote, but we're also not stupid.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're not.
And we also like breathing.
Danger. Yes.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Our ancestors, yes, they died so we don't have to.
Mm-hmm.
You feel me, Telly?
Yeah.
So
I like you said, there you have to do what is best for you. I mean, that's how you're voting. You're voting for mm-hmm. the candidate that is going to best serve you and your family. So in terms of protecting yourself, Like, there's a reason why there's absentee voting.
Yes.
You know, it's a reason why it's an option. And so if this is an option and you choose to take advantage of it based off of wondering or your concerns about your safety, why not use it? And clearly, again, we're not the only ones that are thinking that way. How many? 573,750.
Yeah. And here's the great news. Out of those 573,750 requests to vote absentee, 267,524 were returned. That means that their vote is now official. That's 47.43%. Now, at the municipal level, okay, so that's the state of Wisconsin. At the municipal level, Milwaukee made up a little bit more ground and now trails the statewide rate by just over 7%.
Wow.
So Madison now is ahead of the statewide return rate at 48.21%, with about 1,500 more raw ballots than Milwaukee. There's been other few larger cities in the state that have passed also the 50% return rate. Green Bay, Kenosha, Janesville, Oshkosh, Eau Claire. These are all cities in the state of Wisconsin that have close to a 50% return rate for absentee ballots. Now, what does that mean? That means that if mail ballots are 16% of the total vote and 90% of requested ballots are returned, the state of Wisconsin is already looking at a potential turnout of 3.2 27 million voters, which will continue to grow in the next 2 weeks as there's more requests coming in. So Wisconsin is showing up.
Yeah.
And it's okay. Like I said, you do not need a reason to be an absentee voter. If you are a registered Wisconsin voter, you have the ability to request an absentee ballot. So I think it's important for our community, because what we don't want is black folks not voting because they are scared. Because it is real what's happening at these polls. We continue to be a targeted demographic. And so we here at The Truth, we want to remind each of us as black voters, registered black voters, you don't necessarily have to go to the polls if you don't want to. Yes, please vote. And it is our responsibility, Telly and I, to remind you and inform you on the different ways that you can vote. Early voting day is the 22nd.
Yes, yes. And you can go to myvote.wi.gov right now, and you can see all the options that you have. You can see your nearest polling station, and you can see the candidates that you will see on your ballot. So again, myvote.wi.gov.
There it is.
Yes.
Speaking of the election, Madam Vice President Kamala Harris sat down for the first time with Brett. Is it Beyer, Telly? Is it Brett Beyer? Brett Beyer?
That is a really good question. I don't watch anything on Fox. I'll be real with you. So I'm not sure.
That's fair. Well, it's funny because I saw him during the Republican National Convention when we covered it. Man, let me tell y'all, I saw this man. You would have thought he was Michael Jackson reincarnated.
Why you say that?
Brett! Oh. He was riding on one of those golf carts.
Oh, and
so like, you know, once... You remember how we had to go through security clearance like 8 times just to get to FISA form?
Uh-huh.
So once you got past the last security checkpoint, I was walking towards FISA form, and he was on a golf cart being escorted. And you would have thought Justin Bieber, Michael Jackson, Chris Brown, and Jay-Z were on that same golf cart. They were like, Brett! Oh, my God, Brett! I mean, grown men. It was everybody just. So he obviously is Fox News top anchor.
Okay.
He has to be. So he sat down, or I should say, Madam Vice President Kamala Harris sat down with Fox News top anchor Brett Baer. And let me tell you right now, this anchor on Fox News, he lets the world know he is pro-Trump. Okay? He is pro-Trump.
I thought all of them did.
They do, but I'm saying it to the point where I don't know, between him and Hannity.
Okay.
You talk about kiss the ring, man. Trump comes up there, Your Majesty. I mean, it's like that. It's wow. Like pro. Like, I don't even know. I don't know if God is even in the equation, but it's definitely Trump is like worshipped by this man. So
wow.
Let's take a listen, because during this sit down interview with Madam Vice President Kamala Harris, since she's not getting, you know, a chance to debate former President Donald Trump a second time, she decided she would sit down on Fox News. And it didn't take long for it to get a bit heated, because there was a lot of interruptions. There were a lot of interruptions, and there was a lot of moments where Madam Vice President had to ask, will you please let me finish? Will you please let me finish? And so again, this was Madam Vice President's first trip to Fox News as she's been running for president. Let's take a listen.
Regret the decision to terminate Remain in Mexico at the beginning of your administration.
At the beginning of our administration, within practically hours of taking the oath, the first bill that we offered Congress, before we worked on infrastructure, before the Inflation Reduction Act, before the Chips and Science Act, before the bipartisan Safer Communities Act.
Do you regret the decision to terminate Remain?
The first bill, practically within hours of taking the oath, was a bill to fix our immigration system.
Yes, ma'am. It was called the U.S. Citizenship Act of 2021.
Exactly.
It was essentially pathway to citizenship for the...
May I finish responding, please?
But
you have to let me finish,
you
please.
Had the White House and the Senate,
responding to the point you're raising.
Okay.
And I'd like to finish.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah.
Wow. What do you think, Telly?
Wow. That was interesting because just as a journalist from a respect level, you don't ever really interrupt a vice president or an official in that way, unless they just going on a tangent and you have to really get to break. But it's just when you know the same behavior wouldn't have, you know, never took place if that was Trump sitting down there. He would never probably interrupt him that way. And so basically he was like asking the question, but he was like wanted to answer it too. And it is like, well, let her talk. And so, That was disrespectful. Like that was something that you don't do as a journalist to any candidate, let alone the vice president of the United States.
It's interesting that you say that, Telly, because I'm going to ruffle some feathers this morning.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I do. That's what keeps, you know, the folks tuned in. What happened during the NABJ interview with the three sisters and former President Trump? What happened during the first 30 seconds of that interview?
It was very contentious. There was a lot of stuff going on behind the scenes, but people, you know,
I mean, we don't know what's going on behind the scenes with this interview.
Yeah.
So I'm just asking,
yeah,
what's the difference?
Yeah, no, it was the same. It was the same.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure, because I was like, everything you just described, I was like, I literally, that's when we talked about the NABJ interview. Everybody was like, you know, press. I was like, he gave the same energy that he was given. Because just like you said, Telly, as a journalist, the professionalism of whether you like the person or not that you're interviewing, and you've said this many times, regardless of whether or not I like this person, I have to do my job.
Yeah.
And I have to do my job as a professional journalist by not interrupting, by not, you know, being combative. And I've seen it on both ends, on both parties, in terms of the organizations that obviously are supporting one candidate versus the other.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been disappointing.
Yeah, I can say I was just thinking about that same situation if former President Obama was in it. There are times where he showed a lot of patience, and there are a lot of times where, you know, people would cut him off or be a little disrespectful, and he would have to take the high road. But I know with Madam Vice President Harris, It's probably a bad position to be in, though, you know, but we can talk about it after the break. You look like you landed a plane.
Well, because I got people in my ear. All right, y'all. We'll be back. Stay locked in.
Don't touch that dial. Truth be told with DT and Telly. We'll be right back on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. You are listening to Truth Be Told with DT and Telly on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Truth Nation, you already know The Truth is the proud home of Marquette University High School Championship Football, and that's why we want to let you know that the Marquette High Hilltoppers clinched the Greater Metro Conference title last week, but look to finish the regular season strong Friday night as they take on the Maguanago Indians. Kickoff is set for 7 p.m. Friday Night Football on The Truth is presented by Gruber Law Offices. One call, that's all.
And Truth Nation, you want to join us live for our first ever Truth Summit on Saturday, October 26th from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the 3rd Street Market Hall. This exclusive in-person roundtable will examine the state of finances, education, and politics for Black Milwaukee. Dr. Ken Harris will be joined by expert guests, including Sherwin Hughes, Jason Fields, Dr. Lita Mallett, and Dr. Glenn Matthews for insights and a lively debate that you cannot afford to miss. Reserve your spot for the Truth Summit by visiting 1017thetruth.com. That is 1017thetruth.com. The Truth Summit is sponsored by One Milwaukee and free food catered by free food. Let me read that one more again. They threw that one in. It's sponsored. The Truth Summit is sponsored by One Milwaukee and free food, free 99 food catered by Sean Knees Exquisite Catering. I'm all for that. Y'all should have led with that. Free food. Then you say the Truth Summit. Good morning. Good morning, Truth Nation. It is Friday Eve. It is Thursday, October 17th. Thank you so much for tuning in. We've been talking about voting. We've been talking about the interview with Madam Vice President on Fox News yesterday. The Truth Talking Text Line is blowing up. Let's get to it right now. It's 833-212-1017. Good morning, Black Conscious. Thank you so much for your patience. You are live with DT and Telly. What is your question or comment?
Grand Rising Queen. What's up, DT? What's up, Telly? So there was a slight difference in the two, those interviews, in the comparison of the two. One was a fact-checking because of lies that were spewed and the disrespect that was going on. With Madam Vice President, that was trying to narrate and stop her truth from being told and to narrate to something that they wanted to project as lies, but it wasn't. They didn't give her the respect to finish because they knew, unlike what they do with Hump, they pretty much guide him in his questioning, that what she was speaking on was truth and the policy that she was speaking of, and they couldn't stand that. And the disrespect was really high with her. That's my, what I saw the difference in the two.
Okay. Yeah. Well, thank you for sharing your thoughts.
Yeah, and that's
Live
what
righteous,
I was,
Milwaukee.
And that's what I was saying. Thank you, Black Conscious. That's what I was saying before the break, DT, because when you are in that position, if she backs down, then it looks like, oh, she's weak and she can't stand up to, you know, if she can't stand up to this journalist, you know, how is she supposed to stand up against, you know, other world leaders and things like that? But then if she does say something and then it seems like, again, you know, she is being, you know, aggressive or forceful. So it like I said before the break, that's a tough position for her to be in, because if you're feeling disrespected, your natural reaction is to make sure that you're not being disrespected. But then on the flip side, because of the position you are in and the job that you are running for, there's certain things that people are always going to dissect, good or bad.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I completely agree with that. Here's the point that I also want to bring. This isn't my reality, because I don't want to make this statement as if all people feel this way. But from my lens, at this point, being 19 days away from the general election, which includes voting for the next president, you at this point, you know who you're going to vote for. Okay. Mm. Like, you know, this rallying, all that stuff. Come on.
Right.
Pat, good morning.
Yeah.
Thank you for your patience. You're live with DT and Telly. What is your question or comment, Pat?
Like, let's be
good
real.
Good morning. Greetings. DT, Telly, I watched the interview yesterday. And yes, there were moments where it got pretty heated. And I thought that Madam Vice President was not allowed to say everything that she wanted to say. However, there were times that she did get to answer a question and she was unable to. I thought that I would like for you to play a clip of her actually answering a question and see what we got from it. Absolutely nothing. And then as far as them being rude to her in the interview in Atlanta and the black women that did the interview with Trump, you know, I say hello to the people that I get, that I buy McDonald's from before I even purchase McDonald's. So how dare you have the ex-president on stage and not even greet him properly? That was disrespectful from the jump.
Thank you. That's all I'm saying. Because here's the thing. Whether you like somebody or not, you're professional or you're human. Thank you.
Yes. But I would like for y'all to play a clip of her answering questions. Because she was that one clip that you played, you were right. She was disrespected to me because he would not allow. He just kept going and going. But there were questions that he patiently waited for. And we got, again, the same thing we all get. Let's be clear. I was a middle class. I was born middle class and blah, blah, blah. No answers for the border. No answers about the economy. You know, so it was very, very eye-opening, I felt like. And again, I thought it was a great interview. You guys have a great day.
Thank you, Pat. You have a great day as well, and thank you for sharing. On our YouTube message board, Rachel says, please listen to Madam Vice President's interview with Charlamagne the God. She covers issues in depth. I thought it was excellent.
Oh, we got to.
Did you?
I did see that she did an interview with Charlamagne the God, but I did not hear anything. Maybe we can get some clips from that and see, you know, what she said. But I was aware that she interviewed with him, yes, because Trump is supposed to be going on Joe Rogan's podcast.
I saw that.
Yeah, and so, and she's thinking about going on Joe Rogan's podcast as well. But I think when he said that, that was kind of the comeback. You know, she went on Charlamagne the God, you know, show. And I don't know if it was his show or it was a special interview. But yeah.
I guess, you know, for me, with the ads and this amplified focus on, you know, being interviewed, it's exhausting. However, because I've never ran for political office. So I'm speaking from a lens as an observer. And I know that there's so much that goes into a campaign. And according to the most recent Marquette Law School poll that was released yesterday, this is a new national survey that was released yesterday morning. It is literally a dead heat race for president. Mm. Madam Vice President Kamala Harris, 48%. Former President Donald Trump, 47%. So I get it's overwhelming and it can be exhausting, but it doesn't take a rocket science to understand why Madam Vice President is amplifying her campaigning, even on platforms that she knows are trying to position her to look incompetent or less intelligent, including Fox News. And I think also as a registered voter, I also have to give Madam Vice President some sympathy, because I'm a black woman. I know what it's like to work in predominantly white male environments or white environments. And she's running for president of the United States. And, you know, it's one thing to be a black man running for president. But when you're a black woman running for president, I mean, I can't even imagine. Well, I can. But I also want to be very sympathetic to, not in terms of the role and responsibility, but she is a human being. And so as much as I'm tired of seeing these interviews on The Breakfast Club and on Fox News, I also have to understand, if I'll just say this, Telly, no Democrat wants to lose to Donald Trump.
No.
No, because when you look at her trajectory, her education, her roles, and to lose, that's how Hillary Clinton felt. Mm-hmm. And so at the end of the day, no Democrat that has a traditional trajectory wants to lose to someone like Donald Trump, who has never had any type of political science, justice, formal training, education, all of that. So when we come back, we want to hear from you again. We're talking about the interviews that have taken place over the past few days with Madam Vice President. She's been on The Breakfast Club. She's been on Fox News. What are you thinking? Is she interviewing well enough to get these undecided voters? Because I'm thinking right now we should know.
You should.
We'll talk about it when we come back. 833-212-1017. You're listening to the best morning show on planet Earth, Truth Be Told with DT and Telly, on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth.
Don't touch that dial. Truth Be Told with DT and Telly will be right back on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com. You are listening to Truth Be Told with DT and Telly on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com.
Good morning, Truth Nation. You are listening to the best morning show on planet Earth, Truth Be Told with DT and Telly, on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth. We thank you so much for tuning in and getting your day started. It is 7:52 a.m. Friday Eve, October 17th. And as we have been mentioning throughout the show, we are just 19 days away from the general election, including the election for the 47th president of the United States. Will it be Madam Vice President Kamala Harris or former President Donald Trump? Either way, this is going to be, if not the most, one of the most historical and monumental elections in the history of this country. And Madam Vice President, right now, according to the most recent Marquette University Law School poll, is leading by the hair on my chinny chin chin, Telly.
Yes. Yes, by 48%, the slimmest of margins.
The slimmest of margins. The hair on my chinny chin chin.
Yeah.
As of now, go ahead, Telly.
No. I know you're about to say that. It's a 1-point difference. And I still, DT, it's hard to just, like, think, like, man, how could it be this tight? You're talking about a former prosecutor. The vice president of the United States is in a neck and neck race with a convicted felon. Like, think about that.
When you put it like that.
That's what it is. What I ain't making up. I ain't made up none
of context.
That.
I get it. I feel you. On our Truth Talking text line, which is 833-212-1017, Marcus says, I wonder if Pat's still listening. Maybe Pat will call back in. Marcus says, if she can't handle a tough interview from Fox, what will she do against these leaders overseas? May I respond, Telly?
Yes, go ahead.
Why you laugh?
Because this is exactly what we were just talking about during the break.
Okay, well, Marcus, I hear you, brother. First, let's go back to what the definition of an interview is. Okay, an interview, Marcus, if you're measuring her leadership competencies based on what you witnessed on Fox News. Let's first start with number one. An interview is a structured, Marcus, a structured conversation where one participant asks questions and the other participant provides answers. In common practice, the word interview refers to a one-on-one conversation. Now, I want to emphasize where one person, Telly, will ask the question and the other person will respond. So, Marcus, my first question to you is, my brother, did you witness an interview? Because what I witnessed is that someone who was supposed to be interviewing was asking questions, but then did not allow the interviewee to respond without interrupting. That was not an interview. So please do not put merit in terms of measuring whether or not Madam Vice President is qualified or capable of conversating or having conversations with foreign leaders when she couldn't even on her homeland have the respect by who's supposed to be a professional who totally was unprofessional and did not interview her. Interviewing again, Marcus, is where you ask me a question and you listen for my response. If you interview me, because I'm going to tell you right now, that's why I can't run for president, Telly, because I would have gotten left. I'm like, oh, I'm sorry. I thought this was an interview. You seem to be kind of insane because you're asking me questions and you're answering the questions that you're asking me.
Yeah.
So for that, I'm going to leave.
Yeah.
Peace out.
Yeah. And she would have been well within her right. And I thought that if she had done that, I think that would have also set a precedent that, yo, you're not going to have me on your show and think you're going to talk to me any kind of way or cut
that
me
wasn't
off
an interview,
or
Telly.
Disrespect
me. Yeah.
Yeah. And that's why I said have me on your show. I didn't say had you on the show for an interview. But, yeah, it is to me, again, DT, that was a very tough position for her to be in, because regardless of her response, it was not going to be the right one for a lot of people. And that's just what it is. That's just what it is. But I'll tell you what I also got for the people, DT, is specifically Truth Nation, because it is 1017 Truth Day. Today we are celebrating by giving away a $25 gift card to the Pfister Cafe at the Pfister Hotel in downtown Milwaukee. You could just hit us up right now, 833-212-1017. Again, 833-212-1017. Be caller number 7, and you can win a $25 gift card to the Pfister Cafe, courtesy of the Truth. And thank you again, Truth Nation, as you celebrate Truth Day with us, 1017.
When we come back at the top of the hour, we're going to get more into the interview that took place between Madam Vice President Kamala Harris on Fox News, as well as The Breakfast Club. And we've got a lot of coming in, a lot of thoughts coming in, a lot of smoke on our Truth Talk and text line. We're going to get into that as well. Stay locked in. The second hour of Truth Be Told with DT and Telly is on its way. We'll be back.
Don't touch that dial. Truth Be Told with DT and Telly will be right back on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.